Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare specialist, Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host and insurance broker entrepreneur. We are here every Sunday afternoon at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. 30 minutes of all things Medicare, Social Security, Medicare plans, and everything on your mind and what you want to know about navigating Medicare. So today, we're going to start a topic that I get a lot of questions on virtually every day. I mean, just because there's so much minutia to Medicare, right? I mean, it's such a complex process. Shouldn't be, but unfortunately it is. And that's why it's good to have someone help you with the entire process, explaining the options and just helping handhold you through the entire process of evaluating plans and making selections and just the entire duration here. So today's topic is going to be, what is the difference between an HMO and a PPO? Okay, what is the difference between an HMO and a PPO? This is episode 21 of the Medicare Help Desk radio show. And like I said, I have a lot of clients, they have a little bit of a idea what this is, you know, the HMO, PPO. All it is essentially is a managed care network, all right? So I'm going to go over this in detail in today's show. The first segment, I'm going to kind of do a deep dive on an HMO, all right? Talk about what it is, what the attributes are of an HMO. And then as we get into the second segment, when we come back from the break, I'll go over the PPO, okay, which is the other side. And when we're talking about HMO PPO, these are managed care plans. This is inside of the Medicare Advantage plan framework. We're not talking about Medicare supplements. Medicare supplements don't have this kind of terminology that they use. They're not HMOs and PPOs. Medicare supplements are also known as Medigap plans. The lettered plans, like plans F and G and N, they just work in tandem with Medicare, right? So they don't have a network. The network is Medicare. If they take Medicare, they take a Medicare supplement. With the Medicare Advantage plan, which is what we're going to talk about today, and specifically these two types of managed care networks, HMO and PPO, they are a network-based plan. So that's what we're going to really uncover. And then towards the end of the second segment, I'll go into just why choose either one. You know, if the PPO is more flexible, shouldn't I choose that? Well, maybe yes or no. It depends on your needs. There's pros and cons to each model, and that's what we're going to discuss today. So again, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. Every Sunday we're here, we talk about all things Medicare. If you have a question or a comment, or if you have a topic you want me to discuss, you can shoot me a text. My direct line here in Tallahassee, Florida, which is where we record this this show every Sunday, it's 850-632-0033. Again, that's Justin Colvin. The number is 850-632-0033. Or you can drop us a line at our website. Go to www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. That's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com, and go to the contact us page and send us a line. All right, so let's just jump right into it. What is an HMO? Well, plain and simple, it is a health maintenance organization. So that's what the acronym stands for. It was created back in 1973 by former President Nixon, and this legislation created this type of plan. Now, what is an HMO? What does it do? So all it simply means is a network-based plan, okay? PPO is a preferred provider organization, also a network-based plan, but the PPO doesn't require you to use the network. You have more flexibility. You can go in and out of network. You just pay more if your provider that you see is out of network, right? So we'll go into that more detail in the second segment on the PPOs. But staying with the HMO for this first segment, one of the main distinctions is that there's a capitation fee model. And what capitation means is that the doctors, how they're paid, right? So HMOs pay doctors differently versus the PPO. PPO is fee for service. Every time a doctor or provider performs a service, they get paid a fee. So it can be more attractive sometimes financially for the providers to take PPOs. That's why typically the networks are larger. With an HMO, they get paid a flat fee per member per month, whether they see that patient or not. And so if you are a doctor and you have a lot of HMO patients and very few of them come to see you, you know, you're going to generate this capitation fee, whatever it may be per member per month that the insurance company pays you. If they come in a lot, obviously, you know, your cost per service to see them is dwindling, you know, right? So it's not as financially rewarding for them because they have to manage all this utilization. If you're coming there every month or every 2 weeks to see the same doctor, and that's why some people have complaints about how often they can get in to see their doctor if they're on an HMO. Not always, but just this is kind of the nuts and bolts behind why that can come up. Because remember, they don't get paid every time they see you. They get paid the same amount every month. So if you're coming a lot to that same doctor, you know what I mean? Their margins, their profitability is smaller. And that can create some, you know, negative feedback, I guess you could say. People complain a lot of times about HMOs. That's just the way these plans are driven. So if they barely see you, then it's more profitable then. And it obviously kind of balances out. They have some patients need more care, more utilization than others. And so that kind of helps even out the ones that hardly ever go. But anyway, that's just a fundamental principle with an HMO network, how these plans are developed is that the way they're financed in terms of how they pay the physicians and hospitals, right? So that's one of the key attributes is the capitation fee model. The other one against network-based plans, and what does that mean? So the criteria with an HMO is pretty strict. The benefit is everything's very low cost. You have very low copays, typically no deductible, a very low max out-of-pocket, lots of additional benefits. You know, if you're looking at, we're talking about the framework of Medicare Advantage plans, HMOs are, you know, they're commonplace. They're myriad. You can find dental plans that are HMOs. You can find employer plans that are HMOs. HMO just denotes the type of managed care model, right? But specifically for today's show, and of course, the scope of our show is all about Medicare. So we're talking about the HMO framework within a Medicare Advantage plan. And these plans in general, yes, have much lower copays, typically no deductible, much higher on the ancillary benefits like dental and vision and hearing. But of course, the plan is a little more restrictive, right? So it's kind of a give and take. You're giving up the flexibility, the autonomy to go to any doctor you want, but you're also gaining on having very low predictable costs. And you're gaining on all those extra benefits. So you have to make a decision a lot of times. Is that the right fit for you? It may be for some clients, and others it may not be. But that choice will vary by individual. But some of the key other attributes of an HMO, you have to select a PCP. What is a PCP? It's a primary care physician. And generally, this individual is your main doctor, your point of contact, right? Kind of like an intake person. They triage you. If you need to see a specialist, they have to write a referral. So PPOs, although you can pick a primary care physician with a PPO, it's not required. It is required with an HMO, okay? That's one of the main distinctions. And that intake person is the one that has to write out the referral. Now, not all HMOs require referrals, okay? But most do, all right? And so, you know, to go see the cardiologist or rheumatologist or a podiatrist or psychologist, right? A lot of these specialists that you want to go see, you just can't go and see them. You have to go to the primary care doctor. They have to write the referral, and then you go, right? So that's a key distinction, having to select a primary care physician, and then you usually need to have a referral to see the specialist. One other thing that's included, and this is something that's really evident on both plans, both HMOs and PPOs, it's called a prior auth or a prior authorization. So what this is if you need to have expensive surgery, or some complicated tests, or some procedures that are beyond the scope of just the mundane items, like your doctor visits, specialist visits, labs, blood work. Those things are very inexpensive, right? The carrier doesn't care that much about controlling those items. They do care about the more expensive items, because those are the ones they're going to pay a lot of money on. So particularly surgeries and physical therapy, other expensive tests, right? So you may have to have those items approved by the plan first before they're granted, right? Now, it exists with both HMOs and PPOs and Original Medicare. They do prior auths as well. I don't want you to mislead you to think only, you know, managed care advantage plans do this. All of them do it to a degree. Now, I would probably argue that HMOs do it more. You know, they're more aggressive with it because it's the more aggressive form of managed care. And so I just want to make sure I kind of make that point, you know, evident. That's one of the things. In terms of HMOs, some of the biggest out there, Kaiser Permanente, they're not really prevalent here in Tallahassee, but they're in Atlanta, they're in the D.C. area, they're all on the West Coast, probably one of the largest HMOs in the country. And obviously with an HMO, you have to see those providers. You have to. It's just part of the criteria. But obviously other big companies have HMOs, Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, right? They all maintain this type of network-based plan. But Hopefully that's given you some kind of insight on the HMO plans and how that works. What we're going to do when we come back from the break is I'm going to go over PPOs, and I'm going to unpack that, give you the differences, and give you my take on it. Again, this is Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. So stay tuned.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. Justin Colvin here with you, your host, your insurance broker, all things Medicare every Sunday, 12:30 in the afternoon. So again, if you have a question about today's topic, which is what is the difference between a Medicare HMO and PPO? That's a topic we're really ironing out today, going over all the details. You can always call or text me. That number is 850-632-0033. And again, it's Justin Colvin. I'll give you a little more of my bio. I don't know if I've really gone over this much in previous episodes, but I've been in the insurance industry for over 20 years. So I'm only 40. So half my adult life, I've been licensed as an insurance agent in many different capacities, the last 7-8 years of it in the Medicare arena solely. And so I've got a very unique perspective on all these plans. I'm thinking about doing a educational seminar here in the Tallahassee area. So if you are a local listener, kind of new to Medicare or already on Medicare and are having some just difficulty understanding some of the topics or just need some direction or want to hear me talk about Medicare for 30 minutes to an hour in person, I'm thinking about partnering up with a local library and doing a seminar, just kind of educational. We're not going to go over plan specifics, but just educational Medicare 101. Which I think would be very helpful. So if you think you might have interest and you listen to our show, go to my website. It's, again, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. That's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Click on the Contact Us page and send me a line. You'll see that's some fields there for your name, phone number, email, and just put interested in seminar. Plain and simple. And I've got some other feedback from other customers and prospects that are, might be looking at attending. So it would be a very short format, 30 to 45 minutes of content in person somewhere in the Tallahassee area, most likely a library set up. And then just, you know, after that, do some Q&A. So if you think you have interest, you can do that or shoot me a text at 850-632-0033. You can also call that number as well. So again, our topic today is what is the difference between a Medicare HMO and PPO? Our first segment, we covered the HMO in detail, the health maintenance organization. The second segment, we're going to go over PPO, which is a preferred provider organization, and my take on it and what the differences are, okay? So a PPO, again, plain and simple, preferred provider organization. So the first tenet is we're going to go over the financing of it. The HMO member has a capitated fee model, meaning that those physicians are paid a flat fee per member per month to kind of manage their health care. They don't get paid every time you come in there. They get paid per month. So that is what can sometimes lead to longer waits to see a doctor because, remember, they have to manage hundreds, if not maybe thousands, of patients on their client roll. And if they're only getting that per member per month fee, they can't see the same person like all the time. It's going to cost them money. They're losing money, right? So that's just, it's the way it's financed that kind of unfortunately creates maybe some of the complaints that people have with HMOs. But you have to just have the proper expectations. There's pros to HMOs as well. Of course, there's cons. Just like we're going to talk about PPOs here now, there's pros and cons there as well. You have to choose what makes sense for you as an individual. And that's where I can help a lot of clients do that, as we do those reviews all the time with a lot of my customers. So with a PPO, it's a fee-for-service, meaning that doctor, that hospital, that provider gets paid every time they perform a service. Hence the term fee-for-service. So it can be more profitable. Now, if you don't come in there, it's not profitable for them. Remember, they're not getting a capitated fee per member per month. They only get paid when they see you. Now, it's probably a higher payment. Of course it is, right? But if you don't go in the doctor for a year and you're on PPO, they're not really getting anything out of you. But the folks that do come in often, they get paid more. So, you know, for the doctors, they usually take a blend of both HMO and PPO type customers so that things kind of balance out. But they're definitely, the financing is different with each model, and that can drive a lot of the you know, feedback that you hear from clients, because they're just part of this, and the financing, the money part, is what really influences how these plans behave and perform. So let's go right into PPO in terms of like how it differs from the HMO. So a PPO is a lot more flexible. You do not have to select a PCP. Some plans may require you to do it, but you're under no obligation to go there. So you can go to any doctor you want at any time. You don't need a referral to see a specialist. That's a big benefit. So if you want to go see a cardiologist, rheumatologist, podiatrist, dermatologist, you just go, okay? You also don't have to stay local. With an HMO, typically you're confined to a service area. So let's say you live in Tallahassee. That's Leon County. Generally with an HMO, you might be able to use, you know, here and maybe Jefferson County, Wakulla County. You're like in the general Tallahassee metro area, right? That's typical with an HMO. Unless it's an emergency, obviously you can get treated anywhere. All the plans have to do that. But, you know, you couldn't just go to like Atlanta, Georgia and just start being treated on an HMO plan unless it's an emergency. You can with a PPO. You can get treated anywhere in the country. So it opens up a lot more access, right? So that's one reason PPOs are very popular. You don't have all the restrictive covenants that exist within an HMO. You have much more flexibility, much more autonomy. Now, with the good comes a little bit of the bad, right? That's the pros. The cons are your copays are going to be higher, right? You're probably going to have a deductible. Not always, but many of the PPOs have a deductible. Some don't. Now, here in Florida, we have some of the strongest HMOs and PPOs nationwide. So many of the PPOs do not have deductibles, but not all of them. You almost never see a deductible on an HMO. You will typically see it on a PPO. And a lot of times they'll just put it on the out-of-network services. But still, nonetheless, there's a deductible on the plan. Copays, of course, will be higher. And then if you go out of the network, so with the PPO, it's basically in-network and out-of-network. So they have a network too, all right? We're not hiding that. They definitely have a network, but it is bigger, okay, than the HMO typically. And you don't have to use it. You can go anywhere you want. Now, will you pay more if you go out-of-network? Absolutely you will. Some of the plans will have a higher copay. Sometimes it's even a percentage amount. It just depends on the plan, depends on the area, depends on the carrier. All the plans are built and wired differently, but generally speaking, yes, you will pay more out of pocket if you use the out-of-network benefits. Additionally, what you'll also know is the max out-of-pocket, and we've talked about that term before. We call it the MOOP for short, M-O-O-P, or max out-of-pocket. And this terminology is used even on employer plans, Obamacare plan, any health plan, right? And it just means, what is my risk? You know, what is my total potential out-of-pocket, my worst-case scenario? If I had to pay a lot of expenses, is there any cap or threshold? And yes, of course, there is. But with an HMO, it's a lot lower. In Florida, I've seen them $3,000, $3,500. You get into the bigger markets like Tampa Bay, Orlando, Miami. Some of these max out-of-pockets, like in Miami, can be $1,000. I kid you not. So the premium's zero. Most copays are all zero. Drug coverage is included. And the max out-of-pocket can be $1,000 or $1,500, like incredibly low. So your max out-of-pocket is pretty much nothing. It's so small. But they have a lot of dollars they get, a lot of federal funding, and it's a big metropolitan area, so the plans are extremely competitive. But on average, most people with an HMO will see probably $3,000 to $4,000 max out-of-pocket, give or take. Now, a PPO can be that low, but not usually. PPOs are usually going to be $5,500, $4,900. $6,700, and then the max allowed by Medicare is $7,550. So that's quite a bit more. Yeah, it's almost double in most cases. So you have more risk. So again, as I said, PPOs have a lot of great features, but you know, I mean, to stem some of the attraction, they're going to also make you be on the hook for more of the costs when they do come up. And then particularly if you go out of network, it can be $10,000. I've even seen $11,300 as a max out of pocket, out of network. So it might be $6,700 in network, $10,000 out, or maybe $11,300 out. So you can see those thresholds, the pain threshold, the max out of pocket is higher. One other thing they'll do is they'll reduce some of the ancillary benefits. You know, so you'll still get dental and vision, hearing for the most part, but you won't get nearly as much of it. So what you might see is on a PPO Advantage plan, the dental's there, but it's just preventative only. Okay, you only get cleanings, X-rays, and exams. nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, on the HMO, it might be $1,500 a year of dental, right? And it's comprehensive. So it's a much stronger dental benefit. Same for vision, same for hearing. The over-the-counter benefits, which is another big perk. Most PPOs will give you that too. Not always, but most will. But it'll be a much smaller amount. Maybe $25 a quarter instead of $50 to $75 a quarter on a potential HMO. So you have to kind of bear all this in mind. There's no right or wrong answer. It really just depends on what makes sense for you as an individual. So someone, you know, in a big metropolitan area, and I've covered this before, if you're in a bigger urban market like Tampa, Orlando, Jax, or any other bigger market throughout the country, generally a lot of people have the HMOs because those plans are stronger. They have big networks. The benefits are strong. PPOs kind of tend to work better in the more rural areas or for someone that travels a lot. But again, you have to kind of weigh all these variables to decide what makes sense for you. But hopefully that makes a lot of sense and it kind of clears up some of this mess when you hear HMO, PPO. If you have questions, you can always call me. I'm happy to do a review and kind of find the best HMO, PPO type plans for you. Again, no obligation. I always do free reviews for clients or prospects. You can give me a call. My direct line is 850-632-0033. It's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. And we appreciate our listeners. Thank you so much. We will see you next Sunday. Stay tuned.
Waiting for